Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at Mac, JMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
How about it, baby, on a Sunday morning? A little gloomy, a little cold, and it's going to get colder. And it's going to get gloomier for hopefully a Houston Texans team, because the Kansas City Chiefs play tonight in Arrowhead. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sunday. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for those Kansas City Chiefs. Again, they play tonight, Sunday Night Football, 7:25. You can hear it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Josh Briscoe, Josh Klingler. Briscoe will start going live 3 hours before kickoff around 4 o'clock this afternoon. He will go live. Until then, you've got me. You've got Jay Binkley on After Hours until noon. He'll go live at 10 o'clock. It's Jacob Mustard. It's Mac Morey. It's Jay Binkley live with you for the next 3 hours. And for this hour, it's all fantasy football, and it's all geared towards you guys, because this is the biggest week of fantasy football all season. And that is not hyperbole, Mustard. I think you would be with me on that, because this is some of your leagues have begun playoffs. And most of your leagues, if you are a correct league, will have begun playoffs next week. But either way, you're either trying to get in the playoffs, your playoffs are starting right now, you're on the bubble, and that's why we're going to start our show with how to fix fantasy football, because the biggest week in fantasy football should not have four teams on bye. Your biggest week of your season should not be on dire needs for an RB2 name your RB2 that you're having to start, because I don't know, Christian McCaffrey isn't there because Chuba Hubbard isn't going to be playing today because the Panthers are on bye. Oh, I don't know. Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. Yeah, forget about them. They're gone.
What about the number three quarterback right now, Drake May? He's currently on bye too.
Yep, he's gone. Absolutely. No, there's so many things that you're now missing. I mean, even George Kittle. He's not going to be there. Tet McMillan, Jalen Coker in deeper leagues. There's so many guys that are now missing impact players, and this should not be a problem. This should not be an issue in the year of 2025 in fantasy football. So I ask you, how do we fix this? 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service number to get into the Fantasy Football Sunday show right here with Mac Morey and Jacob Mustard. 913-586-7965. Again, this show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. I'm going to try and solve this problem with you guys. We're going to go through some guys you could get in a pinch today. We're going to talk about how to fix fantasy football. But then, of course, the show's up to you. We're going to do start or sit the last 20 minutes of the show. Please text in and ask your questions. Hey, I've got two open spots, but three guys. I don't know who to play, whatever it may be. Or I need someone to pick up in a pinch, or I don't know which quarterback to start because my guys are on bye. Whatever it may be, I'm going to try and help you out. And of course, Max matchups as well. We're going to go through every matchup. If you've got question marks on one team versus another, or kind of which guys to start but don't really know a lot about the specific matchups they're playing, or maybe a corner they're going against, or they're great against zone coverage, we're going to try and get to all of that if we could. Mustard, if we get that music up just a little bit there. There we go. Let's start with teams on bye this week. As I mentioned, it's the San Francisco 49ers, it's the Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots, and the New York Giants. I mean, huge week in fantasy football. Again, my fix to this, Mustard, I don't know about you. I think me and my brother were going through it the other day. It's 8 weeks. Four teams are on bye each week. You start at week 5. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So you're done with byes by week 13. You start at week 5. How about that? Four teams on bye each week.
I mean,
that feels easy to me.
And we didn't have any byes last week either.
No.
That's what's kind of crazy.
Weeks like that.
Yeah, they skipped out on 2 weeks, and that just kind of pushes everything. I know they don't think about the fantasy football playoffs, but when they're making the schedule. But it does not make any sense to have bye weeks continuously throughout the year and then just skip two.
And this is going to sound silly. They should think about the fantasy football playoffs. And that people are going, oh, come on, DNF. No. Majority of your consumers are playing this game, spending money on this game. They like this game. Hell, your average, your casual consumers, if you will, that's what keeps them in to football. They're not like me, have three TVs, six different games on, and they're watching. They're doing Red Zone. They're keeping up with their big players. They've got a bet on one game, and they've got fantasy football on another. That's what they're doing. They're not, like, fantasy football is what gets people hooked in. Your wives, your girlfriends, they play fantasy football. They're in leagues. It helps them keep up. They like coming up with fun team names, and they like seeing their points get higher and getting a win. It's fun for everyone. They should care about this. And I don't think that's a silly take. 785, well, that's kind of the name of the game. I end up playing the number one team in my league, and my starters are on a bye. That's just how we crumble it. That's just how the cookie crumbles. There's no fixing it. There is. There just is. There's 32 teams, four teams a week. That's 8 weeks, week five to week 13. I think's a way to fix it. I know I've heard Bob Fesco. Of course, you can hear me, him, and Dusty on Fesco and Dusty Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. I know he's mentioned throughout this year. How about just 2 weeks of bye? 16 teams in the NFC in one, 16 teams in the AFC the next week. Weeks 8 and 9, weeks 9 and 10, whatever it may be. I don't hate it. Now, the big, you know, argument against that would be the NFL's like, dude, we need money. We need games. We can't have eight games in 1 week. In 2 weeks in a row, we're going to have 16 games total. They ain't going to do that. So I think this is your happy medium type fix because, again, this matters. This does matter. And I know that sounds silly to a lot of people, but if you're listening to the show, maybe it doesn't. And again, I want to hear your fix or your thoughts on this matter. 913-586-7965. Let's get into a little bit of some guys you could get to a pinch. Yesterday, I was looking for Adam Schefter's official injury tweet. I did not find it. Going to see if he posted it this morning because I know there's a lot to know about who is not playing. I mean, I know the Buccaneers have a lot of guys in, a lot of guys out. I know the Cardinals are dealing with running back issues right now. Trey Benson is activated this week or must be activated this week or his season is over. That's 2 hours ago from Adam Schefter. So we'll see if there's a real chance for him to be activated this week. Obviously not going to play today. So Mustard, if you can find that injury tweet, because I didn't find it yesterday. I still don't see it on his Twitter. So we'll look to get an official, hey, here's who's out today type tweet for you guys. But again, there are a lot of injuries and we can go through them on a base by base notice here. Okay, so some guys you could get in a pinch. Listen, I'll tell you what. He was great in college at Iowa State. He's been pretty damn good these last few weeks in the NFL for the Houston Texans. We'll see him tonight. His name's Jaden Higgins. With the injuries, with your team being thinner today, more than likely, there's a good chance you need someone maybe to get in a pinch, maybe need someone off the bench that can help you out just a little bit. Jaden Higgins has been solid. He's had at least four catches the last month. Five, four, four, five. He's had at least 40 yards in each week if you count 38 as 40. He's had a touchdown in two of those 4 weeks. He has kind of emerged as one of Stroud slash's big neck, their targets. Can't think of his name right now. He's emerged recently. And I mean, even if you look at the last 6 weeks, there was one game where he had one target. The other 5 weeks, he had at least four targets and around 35 to 40 yards, three touchdowns in six of those weeks. So there's a chance he gets that touchdown again tonight, playing a solid Chiefs defense, at least we like to think. We'll see what it is tonight. A lot of question marks on this game. It's a playoff game. But Jaden Higgins is a guy that you could possibly get in a pinch. For the running back position, Chris Rodriguez and Blake Corum. Blake Corum for the LA Rams, man. I have been kind of hammering him all season, trying to kind of say like, hey, I think this is going to happen. I think this is going to happen because there's multiple reasons I think this. One, a guy like Kyron Williams, just a player like him, his physical size isn't going to be able to keep up this amount of usage, the bell cow usage that he's been given from Sean McVay. And it's starting to come to fruition a little bit. And the other end, I don't think he's as talented as a lot of other people think. So Blake Corum has emerged because he is decently talented. He provides size. And like Kyron Williams, he can do a little bit of everything. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He's a good blocker. He's a damn good runner downhill. He's starting to emerge as that 50-50 snap count with Kyren Williams. If Blake Corum's there on your bench, or if he's there on your waiver wire, hell, you should probably think about getting him. Chris Rodriguez, a similar thing here. This is a team that I'm not as interested in. Just offensively, Jaden Daniels is back, and we'll talk about that impact for the Washington Commanders. As they have an interesting game today against the Vikings at Minnesota, and I think J.J. McCarthy, nine is back. So we don't have to see Max Brosmer or whatever that was. But Chris Rodriguez has been solid. He's had good moments. He has also emerged as the clear RB1. There's no, really, obviously, there's always going to be some sort of a split backfield. He's not 100% of the snaps, but he's clearly the guy. I mean, we all had an infatuation. We were all enamored, if you will, with Bill Kroski Merritt before the season. Ja'Cory, here we go. Fun name. Just drafted this year, rookie. It's going to be so much fun. New team. Yeah, it just hasn't worked out. He's obviously not that guy. Chris Rodriguez is good. He's solid. He catches passes out of the backfield as well. Again, a guy that I think with Jaden Daniels coming back from injury, Chris Rodriguez will be relied on. So we could think about that as well. All right, let's go to tight end here. Brenton Strange, AJ Barner, two guys that you could pick up. It's tough. We had a text already in the text line. And again, please send in your questions. Mustard will write them all down for the last 20 minutes of the show, and I will answer them. And we'll kind of answer them throughout the show as well, as if they pertain to what we're talking about, like this one. I'm going to get 913-586-7965 is the number to be a part of the show. 913-586-7965 from the 816. Can you give me some sleeper tight ends that might go off today? I don't know if you count that as a sleeper. AJ Barner, Brenton Strange are guys that could do really well today. We're going to talk about the Jaguars later, Mustard, but the Jaguars have, I don't want to say resurrected, because it's not like they were bad at the beginning of the season. Hell, they beat the Chiefs in, what was it, week five. I don't want to think about that game. That has been, that's ruined this whole Chiefs season, but we don't need to get into that. Hell, if I've got a Mac attack for the first 10 minutes of Jay Binkley's show, we'll hopefully get into that and how that has just set this season down the drain. The Jags offense, though, has got a fire under them right now. They've really come to life, and Brenton Strange has been a part of that. So you could look at him. AJ Barner, just reliable. He's going to get some targets. He's reliable. He's probably not going to explode. So I don't know if I call him that sleeper that you're talking about, 816, but again, could help you out. And those are some tight ends, if you're looking in general, that could maybe help you out this week. From the 660, got to watch the buys when drafting. Good owners didn't have issues this week. Disagree completely.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's terrible, 660. So I'm sorry. I don't like that.
You'd rather draft Ashton Jeanty over Christian McCaffrey at the end of the first, because McCaffrey has a week 14 bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's illogical.
It is. It doesn't make sense. I say the exact opposite when we do our preseason draft shows. I'm saying do not even glance at your bye weeks. And yeah, there will be probably a week or two that you're unlucky. Most of the time, it's 1 week where you look at your team after you draft and you go, okay, week 8, week 9, whatever it is going to be rough, okay? And then you get through it, and you might even win that week, or you just say, okay, I'm probably going to lose this week, and we'll figure it out.
The other thing we kind of talked about is depends on how early you guys do your drafts. You do not know what your team is going to look like.
Yep.
Even week 5, when they start buys, or week 4, whenever they start buys, it's like waiver additions, trades, you don't know what's going to happen in those first 4 weeks. So that's why we also say don't pay attention to buys.
You are adding too many factors in when drafting. You are convoluting your mind. You are getting too confused when drafting if you're thinking about bye weeks. There's already too many things to be thinking about when structuring your team if you're serious about this, honestly. Like, if I'm now looking at, ooh, I just had a week 7, now I can't add it. That is, you are going to hinder your team's talent and team success by doing that, just flat out, 100%. So 660, I'm sorry. I hope that changes your mind. And I hope you don't do that, because I am a damn good owner, and I'm going to make the playoffs in all 4 of my leagues. So I don't have issues this week. I'm just telling you, it sucks, and there shouldn't be issues this week. It's not about the draft. It's about football being better. And frankly, forget fantasy. Week 14, my team's got a bye? Are you effing kidding me? Yeah, we got Mustard over there, Patriots fan. Now, luckily, they have had an amazing season, an easier schedule, right? Not as many injuries, but hell, there are some other teams right now. You're going, what? Week 14? That's crazy. The Niners have been ravaged. You know how much they've been yearning for this bye week? And they've had to wait 3.5 months? It's ridiculous. Forget fantasy football. It's ridiculous. And don't they start? Do they start in week 4, Mustard, or is it week 5?
I think it's week four.
Insane. Week five's a little too early, but that is kind of my model. I think it has to start probably then for my model to work. But do week six and have a couple heavy bye weeks too. Honestly, week six is probably when it should start. Maybe week six to week 13, you do seven byes. You could do the math there. You know, four point something teams a week are on bye, right? It would have to be an odd number. You get the math. Either way, week 14 is absolutely insane. Week 13 is a little too late. It's hard to make it perfect, but this is ridiculous. Hell, you could do it 6 weeks, week six to week 12. Six teams, what would that be, six teams a week? It's a little too heavy.
And I did fact check myself. It does start week five.
Okay,
I couldn't remember,
better.
But
week
it's like...
Week five's better.
I mean, still, they still could easily early. Push it back 1 week.
They could push it back. They could figure this out. They could be better. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number to be a part of the show. Last 20 minutes are all about you. They will be start or sit, so make sure you text in all of your questions. We'll write them down. We'll get to them and we'll answer them the best we can. One by one. Coming up next, it's Max Matchups. We're going to go through every game on the slate this Sunday, and I'm going to try and lead you in the right direction about how to win this week because, again, this is the biggest week of the fantasy football season. It's Mac Morey. It's Jacob Mustard. We're with you for the next 45 minutes leading into our guy. Oh, it looks like it's Logie Barra, Logan Weber today for After Hours for the next 2 hours from 10 until noon. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
It's a Sunday morning, December 7th, week 14, the biggest week of your fantasy football year. More than likely, your playoffs start next week and you are trying to figure this out. Hell, you might be safe. You might be good to go. But more than likely, you're on the bubble, right? So many of these leagues, so many people show me their phones and say, hey, look at my league. This is my team, which I love, by the way. I'm one of the few guys who's not going to get bored out by that. I want to see your team. I want to see how you're drafted. I want to see how your season has, you know, transpired. A lot of these leagues, man, it's so fun. The parity. The NFL strives for this sort of parity. They're getting it this year. Fantasy football has it every year. I mean, so many of these leagues, 7-6, 7-6, 6-7, 6-7. And it's like, that's just like six rows. And you're like, all right, it's a one game difference for six of these teams. And this is the week. And so I'm going to help you. We're going to go through every matchup this week. And we're going to try to do the best we can, Mustard and I, to lead you in the right direction. Because I've got my thoughts on all these matchups. Mustard's got thoughts on these matchups. And maybe it'll help you decide, okay, maybe I don't want to start this guy. Or, ooh, wow, this actually sounds like a beneficial matchup. So let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it. And I feel like you just called out my league. We got...
Oh, really?
From fifth place, actually, all the way up to second, we have three people at 8-5.
Wow.
In fifth through eighth, we have 7-6.
Yep.
And then at ninth, we have a 6-7.
Yeah.
And it's like there's only one person who separated himself at 10-3.
And I mean, everyone else.
And everyone else is like, well, some people are technically safe, but you got like five people this week.
Dude, I mean, it's like that in one of my leagues. It is like that in one of my leagues now that I'm going to have to pull it up. And just be, I mean, because it's truthfully, you're just like, what? Yeah. 8-5, 8-5, 8-5, 6-7, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8. I mean, and those 5-8 teams are trying to make it in. I mean, it's a little stronger and a little weaker at the bottom. But the points four isn't exactly as the disparity that you would think it is. It's crazy. Each week we get to this, and it's going to be a game of inches, and it's going to be a game of, hey, did I start the right guy? And that's why we're going to go through these matchups. Let's start with it. Man, it is a loaded noon slate, and they start you out. I'm going to start you out with a titillating matchup. The Tennessee Titans at the Cleveland Browns. Come on, baby. Yeah, honestly, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this, right? I don't think you should be starting pretty much anyone on either of these teams. If you're in quarterback hell, we could talk about Shador Sanders, I guess, but like I'm not playing any of these people. I mean, obviously, we could talk about a Harold Fannin or a Joku start, but I think this is just a risk all in all. I will give you, if you're one of these people, well, damn, I was going to play this Browns player today. They do play better at home, and the Titans are the worst or second worst team in football.
I would say the player I'm most confident in starting this in this game is the Cleveland defense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is a smash. That is a smash city for the Cleveland defense. And you know what's crazy is I was looking at, you know, obviously picking up defense this week in waiver wire. The Titans defense didn't look terrible to me. And most weeks you go, oh, Titans defense. You could, if you are desperate, there's someone had just hogged all the defenses this week, whatever it is, poached him away. Titans, you could take a flyer on. There's a good chance Shador throws a pick. There's a fumble. It's going to be cold weather, I imagine, in Cleveland. We should get some of the weather up for these games, Mustard. Maybe there's a slate. Adam Schefter, I think, has one or something. Let's go to the next matchup here. Seattle Seahawks traveling to Atlanta in Mercedes-Benz, which, wow, what a game yesterday in Atlanta. Georgia took care of that Tide. 28-7. I loved watching that. Seahawks play the Falcons. Darnold leads the league in turnovers right now. Ugh. I hate it. He's not had a terrible season. Let's not say like, oh, wow, Darnold sucks all of a sudden again. No, it's just like he is fumbling. He's throwing it in to double coverage. He's doing everything he can, but they do score points. They do get the ball down the field. On the other end, the Seahawks defense. I was talking about them being like top one, top two type defense. Well, they've had a fall off, but this is a Falcons team that isn't going to have Drake London today. And I wouldn't really play any of their pass catchers. Because of the quarterback situation and because of the health of Drake London and the rest of these guys. And I'm not even playing Kyle Pitts. What a disappointment. Disappointment Kyle Pitts has been this season. Talked about him at the beginning of the year, really excited about what we were seeing. He was a top like five tight end the first 6 weeks of the year and boo, gone. And I don't want to hear the Penix, all that stuff. Like it sucks. He's not a good player.
And jump back pretty quick. Another thing for those defenses, there is expected to be snow.
Oh, and Titans-Browns?
Yep.
Titans-Browns, snow. Okay. Like hella snow? What are we talking?
60% of coverage in the Cleveland area. Okay. The accumulation doesn't look bad. But it's going to be cold and snowy in Cleveland, and it's going to affect, I think, both of your young quarterbacks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that is a stay away. Run game. If you want to look at Pollard, maybe again, if you're desperate, obviously Judkins and those guys in the Browns, that's maybe where I'd head for that reason. Again, Seahawks, Falcons, not touching any of these pass catchers for the Atlanta Falcons. The Seahawks, I'd stick to what you're usually doing, but man, that Walker Charbonnet duo has gotten just worse and worse. That's a tough, tough handcuff right now. Next matchup, this is a big one, not only for the Chiefs, but just for the NFL. It's a good matchup in the AFC South. It's the Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think as Chiefs fans, we're rooting for a Colts downfall. I think that's our plan of action right now because of the tiebreakers, right? The Chiefs actually did take care of business in the Colts, and we know what happened against the Jaguars. It was an absolute debacle. It was an atrocity of a showing. It was an embarrassment, and it has pretty much sent this season into somewhat of a spiral, not to mention the other three losses they've had since then that were also in their control. But we're talking fantasy football here. The Jaguars, they've gotten hot, man. This offense has gotten going. Like, it's very quiet. And yes, it's been against some inferior opponents. But since their week 8 bye, the Jaguars are averaging 2.53 points per drive. That's fifth in the league. For context, before that, they were averaging 1.7, which was 27th in the league. Defensively, they're pretty good. They're allowing 1.6 points per drive at home, which is ninth in the league. So Jacksonville at home has been offensively and defensively, just looking at points per drive, a top 10 team in the NFL.
And I think we are in for some sloppy football today, or at least more running. It is going to be the heaviest rain game this week, 100%. It's going to be raining throughout the entire game. And, you know, Jacoby Myers, what is this, his fourth week there, fifth week there with the team?
And he's exploded.
He is. He's provided a valuable fantasy asset in the absence of Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter going down on IR. But this could boost up the ETNs of the world. And, I mean, Jonathan Taylor already doesn't need a boost, but he probably will get one in this game too.
Yeah, he's going to go off today. And I already wrote that partly for the weather, but partly because of the matchup. As good as the Jags defense has been, it does struggle against the rush. And what are the Colts going to do? They're going to be predicated upon Jonathan Taylor, especially now with the way the weather's going to define that game. So, yeah, like Mustard said, ETN, Jonathan Taylor, and frankly, it sucks Daniel Jones not going to be running today. His injury is still going to be hampering him from doing anything physical or active. But I'll tell you what, Trevor Lawrence has been able to scoot and boogie a little bit this season. So you could maybe count on that for a couple extra points or maybe a touchdown here or there because of that rain maybe causing him to not want to throw it through the air. Commanders at Vikings. Listen, I don't see for the Vikings right now how... Again, J.J. McCarthy, 9, is back. I don't see how you can play anyone for Minnesota besides, you know, Jones and Mason and those guys. I'm scared to tell you this, but, like, I have to as my job. It's my job, right? Don't play Justin Jefferson. Don't do it. And I know that I'm going to regret saying that because now he's going to go off. But he's been horrendous, guys. It's been bad. Like, a few weeks ago, we were talking about him being, wow, okay, wow, he's just a flex player at this point. Like, guys, he's not even really that. These last couple weeks, it has been rough, and it's not his fault. This is not a referendum on Justin Jefferson, the player. He's the best wide receiver in the game. This is why wide receivers sometimes in fantasy are tougher, because you are counting on someone else. Let's talk about the last month Justin Jefferson's had, okay? 5.7 points. This is in half PPR. 5.7, 8.6, 6.8, and 1.4 points. That's not even really a flex. Now, if you want to find optimism here, if you want to find the upside, Brosmer last week, he's not playing this week. It is J.J. McCarthy. With J.J. McCarthy, he had 12 targets against Baltimore, but that was the 5.7 points. He had 4 catches for 37 yards. Against Chicago, he did have 9 targets, had 5 catches for 60 yards. It was his best game of the last month, 8 points. A floor ceiling play. And then against Green Bay, 6 targets, 4 catches for 48 yards. It's just tough right now. It's tough right now for Justin Jefferson, and they're playing at home. So you think that's better? It's in a dome. Obviously, you're not dealing with the weather. A Commanders defense that hasn't been lighting up the world. So there is case for it. But again, I think if you have something more consistent with a better floor, I think you need to be thinking about that right now. I don't know if Justin Jefferson provides the ceiling that maybe we thought he did before. And I think we're going to be talking about that with a few players. I think Jaden Daniels is the same thing. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson as well, and we'll discuss him. But Jaden Daniels, if he doesn't provide that rushing upside for you, which I don't know if he does with the injuries he's suffered and coming back this week, then what are you looking at? Jaden Daniels is the ceiling play. That's why you drafted him. That's why you drafted Lamar, because he can get you 25, 30 points. But if he's not running the football and he's just your floor guy, then go with your Goffs, go with your Darnolds, go with your Jones, go with your guy like that, your Brock Purdy. I don't know if the Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson really provide that ceiling this week, and that is a question mark to me if we start them, if we play them. Am I going crazy?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm struggling in one league. It's a super flex. We're in the playoffs. I didn't know this, but they decided to do a 2 games per week, only 4 teams. So that kind of 4 weeks, but playing the same opponent. So it's not as big of a deal. But I do have Lamar Jackson in, as a super flex quarterback, and he has struggled since coming back. And it's been rough.
It's been really rough, and it's not just. And again, if you're not watching these games, and Master, I know I'm not talking about you specifically, but if you're just one of these players just looking at, like, what's going on, it doesn't look the same. The eye test is not the same right now with Lamar Jackson.
No, it's a step slower. It looks like he's playing through an injury.
Yes, he is. He is. And hey, kudos to him. They're trying to make the playoffs. He wants to do something special. He's yet to make a run in the playoffs. He's thinking, hey, if we can figure this out, if this roster can turn around, kind of like the Chiefs, right? We know we have more talent than... I mean, not about the not doing anything in the playoffs, but we know we have more talent than what's been shown or what's been showcased. And they're trying to turn it around. And it's going to be tough for them because, again, Lamar is just hindered with that injury, and as is Jaden Daniels. And so I struggle with playing Jaden Daniels today as well. Let's go to the next matchup because it's a big one, and there are weather implications as well. The Buffalo Bills are hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Listen, you may be a little scratched or a little thin on players, have some players scratch because of buys, because of injuries, I'd be more willing to play some of the Bengals player, or some of the Bills players rather, this week in fantasy football because of the defensive matchup they're playing against. Now, with that said, Mustard has so graciously written down here in bold, it's snow game. It's going to feel like 24 degrees, going to actually be 31. It's going to be snowy in Buffalo today. And so that could change a lot of the passing game for both these teams, especially when you think about your fantasy implications. Okay, wait, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, they like to pass the football. It feels like they have to pass the football. Maybe they don't today. Maybe it's a Chase Brown game. I don't know how much that changes the script for Cincinnati, but I'll tell you what, that changes my mind on starting Khalil Shakir, right? I don't think he's going to get more than four targets today. They are going to run the piss out of the ball with Josh Allen and James Cook, as they should against this porous Cincinnati Bengals front seven. It's going to be a good game. I think the Bengals are going to obviously give it their all. Joe Burrow is playing. They are trying to play spoiler. Do they have anything to actually play for? No, I don't think they have any postseason in their sights, but they're trying to win and they're trying to play spoiler. And frankly, listen, we want them to. Like, let's go Bengals. Ugh. Ugh. That was terrible to say, but you know what I mean, right? Chiefs fans, come on. We need all the help we can get. Saints at Bucks. We're not the only team vying for a playoff spot. All of a sudden, S has gotten real down in Tampa Bay. They are pretty much tied with the Carolina Panthers. But the Bucks schedule does get a little bit easier, and that starts today with the New Orleans Saints. They host the New Orleans Saints. No Kamara for the New Orleans Saints. KU fans, stop. Take a breath. Don't play Devin Neal. That's not. I wouldn't do that. If you are in utter desperation mode in your 14-team league, then yes, we could talk about it. But no, I'm not playing any of the New Orleans Saints today. I know Chris Olave's a go. I guess I'd maybe consider him. I'd maybe consider Juwan Johnson. Because Tyler Shuck, he can get the ball down the field. Like, he's not pretty to watch, but he's got a couple dimes.
Yeah, and he's helped your other fantasy assets on that team produce when he's been even losing in games. It doesn't matter. He's been getting the people you want the ball. If you're a fantasy player, he's been a nice piece this year.
He really has, and it's kind of been funny because his name's Shuck and he's like 28 years old. My hot take today, Mike Evans, I think he's playing today. I'd play him. I'd start him. I think he's getting a touchdown. The snap count, it won't be high. He won't be playing 80, 70, probably 60% of the snaps. It'll be 50, more than likely. Of that 50, 70 or 80% of that will be in the red zone. In my mind, they are going to get the ball down the field. They're going to want to get him warmed up. And hey, where do Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans make more money than in the red zone, baby? That's where they get going. And I think they're going to do that today. His 6'5" frame and Baker's beautiful touch on the pigskin is going to resort in a touchdown today. So I would start Mike Evans. That's just my hunch. I think they're getting him in the end zone today. It's been a long time since we've seen him play. I don't think he's getting his 1,000 yards. He'd have to have like 250 yards a game, or 170. Someone did the math the other day. That's not going to happen, but I think he still wants his touchdowns. He still wants to look good, and he still, more importantly, wants to play football after this season. Mike Evans will not be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer next year, in my opinion, and he will be a free agent, and he wants to look good. He lost 10 weeks or whatever with injury. He needs to look good these last 4 or 5 weeks and into the playoffs if that is their destiny. Mike Evans gets in the end zone today. We had a text earlier on the Titans-Browns game, going back to it, which is crazy. We're having this much traction on Titans-Browns. 816, on the Browns-Titans game, it would have given the edge to Shedeur Sanders because he just came from Colorado. He's used to just playing in the cold and in the snow. All right. I mean, I don't hate the hunch. I don't hate it. He's used to it. Is he good at it? I don't know. Like, I'm used to living in the snow. Do I like it? You know, like, right? So I don't know if the logic adds up, but I don't hate it. It's a nice hunch. You're right. He has played in snow. He at least has the experience, and that matters. From the 816, Mike Evans, his injury is always dangerous because his injury level is super high. I don't know. What do you think about that, Mustard?
I agree. It feels like he's dealing with a nagging injury all year, but he's gotten there the past years. Obviously, this one sidelined him for 10 weeks this year, but in the past, he's played through injury. He's been a productive fantasy asset for you. So, I mean, yes, it is a risk, but if, I mean, you got to kind of take some of those. You're in the last week before the fantasy football playoffs. If you need a big performance, and he might be the addition you need, starting him over like DK earlier in the Titans Browns game.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's a good point too. Yeah, it's tough. I do see what the 816 is saying, and I get where you're coming from too. I just think, with all that said, Mike Evans has overcome a lot of that, hasn't he, throughout the last couple of years? Even with all that, like, he's still been one of those reliable guys. And I think this is a week that I'm going to be looking for reliable players. Now, if you're in a situation where your projection's giving you a 38% chance to win and you need this win to get in the playoffs, then yeah, it's a ceiling kind of day for you. But if you're on the other end and you've got that 62% chance and you're 7-6, get to that floor. Get to that safety. Get to that knowledge of, hey, here's 10, here's 12, here's 15 points, and I am in the playoffs, living to fight another day. Real quick before we get out of here, because we do have start or sit, and again, that is all dedicated to you. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number. 913-586-7965. 785 saying Evans is out? He's not going to play? Oh, he wasn't cleared. Oh, ruled him out Friday. I'm just now seeing this.
Same. I had thought that he was ruled in.
He was ruled in. I'm so sorry about that. Embarrassing. Didn't mean to waste so much oxygen on Mike Evans. Well, 816, you're right. He is dangerous to play because he ain't in there. He ain't playing today. Sorry about that, guys. I totally missed that. So Evans will not be playing today. Could think about that for your fantasy football playoffs, though. That is still a guy that you could be thinking about having that reliable safety net there for you. Let's keep getting to some matchups here real quick. Broncos at Raiders. Last time they played, this was a 10-7 game. I do think the Broncos turned that around and actually kicked some ass. Gentry, Bowers, the only two Raiders I played. The Broncos are just really, really weird as far as their pass catchers go. Yeah, the 816 said, see, I had no idea either, LOL. Okay, yeah, I'm glad that we had a couple texts here that said that. Thank you to Uncle Mike here listening. I had that text as well. Rams at Cardinals. Brissett, he's been a must start. It's crazy to say he's been amazing since coming back. With the Cardinals injuries and it being against the Rams, I do question that a little bit more. But I think you probably got to still start Brissett. Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers. I steer clear from Bears wide receivers here if you can. There's going to be snowfall. It's 18 degrees. It's going to feel like 6 degrees. We know what the Bears want to do. They want to run the hell out of the football. And I think Ben Johnson is going to be able to do that again today. It's a good Packers secondary. It's another reason for the Bears to kind of steer clear from airing it out as much as they want to. Rome Odunze, again, talking about pass catchers, this is now Chicago Bears. Rome Odunze has had a little bit of a fall off. I think Caleb Williams, again, because of the game script, because of the weather, he's a question mark as well. There is that rushing upside with him occasionally, but I still think that's a risk. And I'd start Christian Watson for the Green Bay Packers. I still would start that. I think he's got to be a must start at this point.
And Rome Odunze is officially ruled out as well with his foot injury.
Okay,
so
there you go.
Maybe DJ Moore is a more enticing play then, but like you said, they're just going to want to run the ball.
They're going to want to run the football. You're kind of banking on that red zone usage or maybe one big play. And DJ Moore could have that. He's had that a couple times this year, but man, he's been more disappointing than not, right? So I would probably steer clear then. And then Sunday Night Football, you got the Texans at the Chiefs. CJ Stroud's quietly been much better since coming back, much more efficient. He hasn't had those wow plays, but he's been efficient, right? Cold weather games, 26 degrees, feels like 17. Obviously, it's going to be very, very cold there tonight. I don't think there are a lot of hot takes here with this game, right? You're starting Rice, you're starting Kelsey. Kareem Hunt, if you think he's getting in the end zone, it's one of those risk flex type plays. We saw the Chiefs kind of get bullied, it felt like, into running the football a couple weeks ago against the Colts. That might happen again tonight, so that might leave some more room open for the Kareem Hunt Pachecos of the world, whatever it may be. As far as the Texans are concerned, Nico Collins is obviously a must start. Dalton Schultz is a solid play, and Woody Marks I'm playing tonight as well. Any qualms there?
Nope, I don't hate it. I mean, you kind of got to stay away from the rookies. They may have a couple big catches in this game for the game script, but I don't think they impact the fantasy season or this week specifically.
All right, well, that does it. We've got a big game on Monday night as well that we can get to if you've got questions pertaining to that. I do see a text about McConkey, so we can get to it on the other side because the other side is start or sit, and it is all about you. 913-586-7965. That is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number, 913-586-7965. To be a part of the show, make sure you text in all of your questions. Just make sure they're not about Mike Evans. He's not playing today. Hey, this is 96.5 The Fan. It's Fantasy Football Sunday live with you for the next 18 minutes. Mac Morey and Jacob Mustard, stay locked in. We'll be back right after
this. Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
Start or sit.
Back from the break here, Fantasy Football Sunday, live with you for the next 15 minutes with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number. That's how you're part of the show. That's how you ask all your questions, who to start, who to sit, where to go. 913-586-7965. I'll try to lead you in the right direction as, again, this is an imperative week in fantasy football. A lot is on the line, and we're going to try to provide a positive impact on your team and try and lead you to a win. This show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Let's get to it. Mustard has been writing down your questions throughout the show, and make sure and blitz them in. Let's go. 913-586-7965. Let's get to it. DK Metcalf or Travis tonight? See, these are the texts. Mustard, Travis Kelce, Travis Etienne. Like, I need help. There's so many Travises. Travis Kelce? I don't know. I'd need help, Texter. DK Metcalf or Travis tonight is all I've got. So I'm going to need a little bit of help on that. Do you like Xavier Worthy, Romeo Doubs, or Quentin Johnston in a flex play? Romeo Doubs kind of scares me because of the weather. Quentin Johnston scares me because I don't know who's playing quarterback. I don't know if Herbert's going to play. It's leaning like Herbert's going to play, right? I mean, I don't want to say anything. I mean, I thought Mike Evans was playing today, so who knows what I know, right? But Herbert, I last time I looked, was leaning like he was going to play. But that's still a question mark because of his left hand right now. So they don't know if he's going to play as of right now. So I think you kind of got to go with your safety net there and Xavier Worthy. I think that's where I'd go. Xavier Worthy. Start one, DeAndre Swift at Green Bay, Brian Thomas, or Christian Watson. DeAndre Swift is a smash play today.
They also text or got back. It is asking about Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Okay. Sorry, I need a little more help there. Thank you, 816. DK Metcalf or Travis Kelce tonight? I'd go Kelce. I'd go Kelce tonight. We didn't get to really talk about the Steelers as much today. We were more focused on the Ravens part of this and Lamar and all that stuff. But yeah, the Steelers, it's rough. It's dire. I'm staying away from a lot of those players today. Igbuka or A.J. Brown? I like Igbuka today at home against the Saints. Yeah, I'll go Igbuka over A.J. Brown. Goddard, Gadsden, or Woody Marks, PPR, start one. Okay. Man, I tell you, Woody Marks is the first thing that I'm going to right now. I think he's going to get the most usage. You're talking about two other tight ends. Again, for Gadsden, I don't know if Herbert's playing. For Goddard, you're talking about an Eagles team that is just so hit or miss. Goddard has been really good this season. He's been one of the hits, right, for the Eagles offense this year. I'm going Woody Marks. I think Goddard's that ceiling play. Gadsden's definitely last in this bunch here. I'm going to get 913-586-7965, and I think that's something to think about when you're asking these questions on a day like today. Again, I talked about it earlier, but you want to think about that floor. You want to think about what can get me to 10 or 12 points to get me a win today, to live and fight and see another day based on your situation. I'm assuming you're on the bubble or you need a win to stay in the playoffs or whatever it may be. If you're in a points four battle, maybe you could talk about ceiling and stuff like that. But strategically, I think you need to be safer today, in my opinion. And Woody March is that safe bet. He's going to get points today. He could get in the end zone. He's going to get usage. He's the RB1 tonight, right? For the Houston Texans. Which, again, obviously, Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans tonight. 7:25 kickoff. You can hear Josh Briscoe, Danon Hughes, our guy Mitch Holtis, Josh Klingler, all going live today at 4 o'clock. Right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, let's keep going with start or sit. I've got Metcalf, Flowers, and McConkey. Only one spot available. Where do I go? Listen, we're talking about the Ravens. Zay Flowers is another one of those question marks because of Lamar, because of this offense and how rough it has looked. McConkey, a question mark, because I don't know if Justin Herbert's playing football tomorrow night. So it's hard for me to answer that. And DK Metcalf, the Steelers have sucked. But this, I'm leading Metcalf or Flowers again. I can't say McConkey right now. I don't know. I think I have to go Metcalf. I think he's going to get the most usage out of any of those guys, and he's got the biggest chance to break a play open and might have the best floor. So, yeah, I'm going to go DK Metcalf there. Khalil Shakir or DJ Moore? DJ Moore. I'm nervous about Shakir with the weather. I just think the Bills are going to run it 50 times. The Bills are going to run it so much today with the weather, with playing the Bengals, with the way they already play football. They don't have good pass catchers. I think it's going to be a Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. I know Kincaid was on the injury report. I think he's going to play today. I think it's going to be one of those days. So yeah, DJ Moore for me. Brian Thomas Jr., Blake Corum, Devin Neal in the flex spot. Blake Corum for me. T. Higgins or Justin Jefferson sounds weird even asking. It is weird. It is. It sucks, 8-1-6. And if it weren't for the weather in the Bengals-Bills game, I'd be saying T. Higgins is a smash no matter what. And I think I am still going to go with T. Higgins for you, 8-1-6. But I'm nervous saying that because we're talking about Justin Jefferson. Like, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, this is crazy. But I think I have to go with Joe Burrow. And I think I have to go with T. Higgins. I think there's a good chance that could be a high-scoring game. And, like, is T. Higgins going to get two or three 20, 30-yard targets down the sideline? Yes. Could one of them be in the end zone? Yes, maybe two of them. Does he need to just catch two of them to have a good day, if not a great day? Yeah. So I'm going to go on that logic right there. Whereas Justin Jefferson, yeah, he could get 10 targets. Four of them are going to be hospital balls. Three of them are going to be out of bounds. Like, I think T. Higgins is safer bet there. Jordan Addison or Cooper Kupp? Cooper Kupp. Addison is one of the most disappointing fantasy football players this season. Devon Achane or James Cook? Wow. And then the juxtaposition right there. Devon Achane is one of the most exciting, fun players this year. I mean, it is what a joy Devon Achane has been, not only on the price or draft ADP where you got him at, but man, he has shined. I mean, he's RB like 6 or 5 this year.
My question would be, why not both, Texter?
Love it. Yeah, who are you hiding there, Texter? Who are you hiding? Because why aren't you starting both? You're right. What are we doing? Achane or James Cook? You're right. I didn't even think about that. I just saw Achane because I saw Jordan Addison was like, oh, disappointment? Oh, fantasy, you know, wonder this year. But you're right, Texter. We should be playing both those guys. There's very rare scenarios where we're not playing both those guys.
Even if you're in a full PPR,
yep,
and you're talking about a flex spot, say you lucked into Christian McCaffrey, James Cook, and Achane.
Yeah.
Or you made a trade that got you all three of those guys. I know we typically say wide receiver in the flex spot. You throw a running back in the flex spot and you don't look back.
Yeah, agreed. 100% agree. That's no question mark. In fact, you should play both those guys. They're almost 100%. There's no scenario in what you're not starting both those guys. Joey B or Indiana Jones, Joe Burrow today. I'm nervous about the Daniel Jones injury. I'm going Joe Burrow today. Even though the snow, I know it'll be less of a passing script, but I'd go Burrow. Pick two out of Chris Godwin, Rodriguez, Charbonnet, or Pacheco, Bird and Coleman, Hopkins. Come on, brother. Rodriguez and Pacheco. Alec Pierce or Worthy in the flex? Alec Pierce. Even with the Jones injury, he has looked like a better football player, and that's a discussion for a different day. And a lot of that could be the injuries that have completely sidelined Worthy and hindered his season and hindered his playing time and changed his role on our offense. But Alec Pierce, man, he has been so much fun to watch, a great deep ball catcher, and has been a reliable safety net, a reliable fallback, if you will, for Indiana Jones. Couple more minutes here, 913-586-7965 to get into the show. Start Mahomes with the Swiss cheese O-line or Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford. Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford. Luther Burden, Keon Coleman, or D. Hopkins? Oh, wow. Really? Those three? Ooh. Oh, so that was a separate text. Heard. Okay. Sorry about that, texters. Burden, Coleman, or Hopkins? We're light here. I'm not starting Hopkins. It's Coleman or Burden. Burden's the ceiling. Honestly, I'm starting Burden. I can't start Keon Coleman. It's so disappointing because he's on the field and he's just straight up not getting open. He's not catching passes. He's not doing the right thing. He's not in the right position. He's lazy. I mean, all the reports about him have been he's lazy. He doesn't show up to team meetings. He doesn't know the playbook. I'm good on that. I'm good on that, honestly. So, yeah, I would go with Luther Burden there because there's a chance that Ben Johnson just draws him up. The whiz kid that he is draws him up for a 60-yard jet sweep or a 60-yard wheel route out of the backfield, and all of a sudden, boom, your fantasy football day is made. And I hope it is made after this wonderful hour with you guys. We love doing it so much every week. Thank you for the texters about the Mike Evans stuff. Sorry about that mistake. Hey, we moved on. We got you the right advice that you needed. Hey, guys, go Chiefs. Everyone have a wonderful Sunday. Stay warm. Tell your dog, your cat, your lizard, your parrot, whatever you got. Tell them I say hello. And go Chiefs. It's a big one. 7:25 kickoff. You'll hear Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler, Josh Briscoe. They'll go live at 4 o'clock. But for now, it's your guy, Logie Berra, Logan Weber, live for the next 2 hours on After Hours. It's 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.